WBAI 99.5 FM, listener-supported Pacifica Radio in New York City. I'm Earl Caldwell. In a State of the Union address the other night, one of the things that seemed to catch a lot of people off guard, people are looking at it now saying, well, because we have the kind of president we have, and you do sort of, you know, you set yourself up as the kind of people, the kind of person we will say that you are. And people say, well, yes, they're not surprised that Bush had a lot of things to say about what he wanted to do to improve the very weak American position with regards to AIDS, because he wants to show a compassionate side so he can do his savage bombing. I'm not questioning the motives on that, but what I am, and what I want to turn the light to this afternoon, is this whole issue of AIDS and AIDS treatment, and what is AIDS, and how did it get here, and why is it clustering now in the way that it is, or the way that they tell us that it is on the continent of Africa? Is it really exactly what we're told, or is this another piece of is this another bit of gaming that's going on? On this matter, I turn firstly to a man whom I've known for a long time, approaching two decades, and we met in the early in the 1980s when I was writing a column in the Daily News, and he and an associate of his then came to me when I and asked me to look at, to join with them in looking at and writing and sharing information about that which we called AIDS. This fellow is the head of an organization, had the name, nice name, known as HEAL. His name is Michael Elner. And I've asked him to join us this afternoon, and he is at work, and he's taking some time out, so I'm going to shut up and get right to him. And I'm going to ask him to introduce another gentleman who has joined us in the studio, who's come down from the Upper East Side to come in here this afternoon and join us. And I appreciate both of them coming. Michael Elner, are you with us?
I am with you.
And
thank
you
for the opportunity.
I appreciate it. You know that. And Michael, you've been involved in this effort to bring some understanding to this whole matter for so long. I have nothing but admiration for your work. And I'm here in the studio with a colleague of yours, Dr. Roberto Giraldo. Am I pronouncing that right?
Yes, no problem. It's okay.
Okay, fine. Thank you. And I appreciate your joining us here this afternoon. Thank you.
It's my pleasure.
Thank you. Michael, let me start with you. The president has put $5 billion, says he's going to give $15 billion over the next 5 years to fight AIDS in Africa. Africa has become such a focal point. I remember, Michael, years and years ago, and you were one of the first to ever offer this. I've much later heard the new president of South Africa say something very similar. But you said a long time ago that a lot of what we call AIDS in Africa is not AIDS. And I was stunned by what you said then. I wonder if you could give some clarity to it.
Yes.
Now, by way of jumping off in our discussion this afternoon.
Yes. Early on, when we were being told about Africa being devastated by AIDS, it was coinciding with them telling us that in America, we were going to see an explosion of AIDS cases into the heterosexual community, which never occurred. And we suddenly had our attention focused on Africa, and we were told that a sexual epidemic of AIDS was happening in Africa like wildfire, and if it could happen there, it could happen here. And it seemed to me that what they were doing at the time was misrepresenting an urgent problem in Africa. Yes, millions of people were in danger. Tens of thousands of people were dying. But it seemed that they were dying from a combination of toxic loads, which were increasing all the time, and they were dying from malnourishment. And it's a very strange thing, because in Africa, there's an awareness. Malnourishment isn't simply the lack of food. It's also caused by intestinal infections, by parasites, and all sorts of bugs. And these interfere with the body's ability to absorb nutrients. So that what we were seeing when we were seeing pictures of people starving in Africa, and when we were trying to raise funds to feed people, looked identical to what was being called AIDS. And it seemed very, very politically expedient to ignore feeding these people and to suddenly tell them, don't have sex. Now, when you tell people not to have sex, well, that brings up many, many, many issues. But if you say, well, this is because of health, this is a public health matter, well, then it doesn't look like genocide. Suddenly people begin to, maybe there's something going on. But no one was really paying attention that the tuberculosis, the malaria, the Slim disease, the cholera that was actually killing people was identical with AIDS or without AIDS. So then the question is what is AIDS? And AIDS was being described as a definition for a deficiency in the body's ability to defend itself, leading to opportunistic diseases. But the people in Africa were subject to these opportunistic diseases because they weren't meeting their basic human needs. And that seems to me to be very cruel, because no one's addressing the actual needs except people like Roberto Giraldo. And I think what he has done is he has helped change the focus. You see, many of us in the beginning were challenging HIV doesn't cause AIDS, we're being misled. And that was a very difficult task, taking on science head on. And even the president of South Africa ran into a serious, serious backlash when he tried to raise these issues. And I think what's really amazing, and to me it seems like genius on Roberto's part, is he said, well, let's assume that HIV for a moment is doing these things. HIV does not progress to AIDS when people are properly nourished. And in the States, HIV doesn't progress to AIDS when people give up their risk behaviors, like drug abuse and alcohol abuse and burning the candles at both ends. And a big risk factor in both countries would be using these antiretrovirals, which is a euphemism for chemotherapy. Now, when I met Roberto, he had, on his own, after having 30 years experience in immune deficiencies, reached many similar conclusions about our being misled in terms of an infectious epidemic. And in his own South America, he was truly quite a leader in questioning this thing. And when he came to America, he joined our group and he gave us a huge boost. He became our scientific advisor. He did a number of presentations that only someone with his experience and education can do. And for me, he's a tremendous hero. And what he's doing in Africa is that he's participating in what could be viewed as the African Union. Not unlike the European Union, all these countries coming together to work for themselves, to empower themselves, to deal with these problems themselves. And he has demonstrated, I believe, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that addressing the nutritional issues and reducing the overall toxic loads will promote health and well-being. And I think that we'll see that AIDS in Africa would disappear when these programs start being implemented.
Dr. Geraldo, and I'm not pronouncing that correctly.
Very good.
You are the president of something that's called Rethinking AIDS, the group for the scientific reappraisal of AIDS. I would like you to pick it up from where Michael has handed you the ball here. And if you could explain, how could it possibly be that we have gone so far down the road in something and we're not looking at it the right way?
I think it's quite simple. And everything started in the early 80s.
Right.
And it was done a scientific mistake. And the mistake was done in the laboratories of virology inside the National Institute of Health of the United States.
Mm.
They saw in cultures of people with from AIDS,
right,
they saw some proteins, some enzymes, and some fragments of nucleic acids, and Robert Gallo thought that that was a virus.
Mm-hmm.
The same mistake was done by Luc Montagnier in Paris. They saw the same proteins, the same fragment of nucleic acid, and they saw that there was a virus. However, up to now, nobody in the whole planet has ever been able to prove, scientifically speaking,
right,
I'm speaking scientifically, not in a belief,
yes, yes,
that the phenomenon known as HIV is a real virus.
Wow.
We have been called dissidents, and we are more than 3,000 physicians and scientists in more than 50 countries. We have with us several Nobel Prize laureates, and we have been asking the scientists who believe or who defend that HIV is the cause of AIDS to isolate the virus. In 1997, in the journal Virology, there are two scientific articles, one done in Alabama and the other one done in France and Germany, and they were trying to isolate HIV in the way that you isolate, that you culture viruses,
mm-hmm,
and they were able to find nothing. You know why? Because HIV is not a virus. HIV is just a phenomenon. People who react in the test for HIV are not infected with HIV. But let me explain you something very interesting. Because this has nothing to do with the views of the dissidents. There is a recent scientific paper written by researchers from Albert Einstein College of Medicine here in the Bronx and for doctors in Emory University in Atlanta. This is October, year 2002. In the Journal of Sexually Transmitted Diseases and AIDS, and they wrote an article that is called HIV Infections in Sub-Saharan Africa Not Explained by Sexual or Vertical Transmission. In this article, these scientists who do believe that HIV is the cause of AIDS, they were able to prove that scientifically speaking, HIV reactivity, I mean the testing positive in the test for HIV in Africa cannot be explained by what we have been told. That is sexually transmission or that is mother to child transmission of HIV.
Wow. Wow.
And this is open a huge can of war. Because before we were called dissidents, and this is Duesberg, this is Giraldo, this is Michael Ernie in Hill, this is some other people in Australia who do not believe in that. But now is the mainstreamers, the one who are telling the scientific community, listen, be careful, because what we are saying, that in Africa, HIV reactivity is due to transmission, to sexual transmission, or mother to child transmission, is not true. When you check the trials, you will find, for instance, something very interesting, is that many kids in Africa, many children in Africa, are HIV positive. They are born HIV positive.
Right.
Or they become HIV positive in the first year of life. However, both parents are HIV negative.
Wow.
And so that was the beginning of everything. The other thing is this. There are many couples in Africa, many couples, that the wife is HIV positive and the husbands are HIV negative. And the wives never had sex with anybody else's. And this is not in only one country. This is in all the countries in Africa is showing that. So the scientific data is telling us that science on HIV AIDS is wrong. And that what we are preaching for Africa is wrong. And that what Mr. Bush, the president of this country, said on his last speech on Tuesday was, scientifically speaking, wrong. He has to ask his scientists in the National Institute of Health, what are they doing? Because it's not true that you can solve the issue of Africa sending $15 billion in 5 years to buy antiretrovirals from the pharmaceutical companies. The issue of AIDS in Africa and the reactivity in the test for HIV in Africa can be solved with food and stopping the exploitation that many countries and many people are doing of African people.
You know, Roberto, there's another interesting thing about that study, which I believe you're absolutely right to bring up. This is a major important breakthrough, is that the scientists, as open-minded as they were, had a blind spot. They thought of a lot of possible explanations of why these people might test positive, but they missed the main explanation, false positives, which is something that you have demonstrated in a number of papers, that people testing positive should be viewed as a false positive.
Yes, Michael, you are absolutely right. These people from Emory University and the Albert Einstein School of Public School of Medicine, they are postulating that since HIV reactivity in Africa cannot be explained by sexually transmission or by mother to child transmission, they are postulating that perhaps it's that people in Africa are using a lot of needles and that the needles for injections are not sterilized and that that's the way they are transmitting HIV. However, this is disturbing me. I think scientists are not reading science. They are not checking the scientific literature, because when you go to a library and you check for the causes of false positive in the test for HIV, you will be in shock to find out that there are more than 70 reasons for you to react positive on this test without being infected with anything. For instance, some of the reasons that make you to react positive on this test are malaria, tuberculosis, vaccinations, flu, and arthritis, chronic liver conditions, parasites in the intestines, all these conditions that are related with poverty. And besides that, pregnancy. Women who are pregnant, they are more prone to react to in this test positive without being HIV infected. I worked with this test for 10 years here in New York in a university hospital. And when you read the inserts that come with this test, Abbott knows this, Roche knows this, and this is why in the insert that comes to do the ELISA test or to do the Western blot test or to do the viral load test for Roche, they specifically tell you that this test can react false positive in many, many, many reasons. And besides that, Abbott also tells you that at the present, there is not a gold standard for knowing if a person has really antibodies against what is known as HIV.
Are you saying that there is not a solid, reliable test?
Yes, I'm saying that, and not only I'm saying that. You can say that a person who has been working with the test for 10 years and who has been in the issue of serology for 10 years is saying that. And it's not that I invented that. No, Abbott knows that, and I'm saying that here publicly. Roche knows that. And they write very clearly in the insert that come with the reagents to run the test. For instance, Roche says very clearly in the viral load, do not use this test to diagnose HIV infection.
Wow.
Abbott says exactly the same. So you can check there, and it's there. So I'm sure when people start to realize that, and they start to find out that, and start suing pharmaceutical companies, Abbott and Roche and all these companies are going to say, no, I'm sorry, I told you that these tests are useless, that these tests are not useful to diagnose HIV infection. However, I'm not amazing about people, because people haven't been told about that. Even medical doctors do not know about that because they haven't been told about that. People working in hospital have not been told about that. However, people in the high levels of the public health, in the National Institute of Health, Anthony Fauci, Clifford Lane, they know that. And they are allowed people to be diagnosed with this test that are not scientifically proved to be reliable to diagnose HIV infections.
Now, Fauci, he's got the president's ear. He is the man that speaks directly to the president of the United States.
Oh, I know that.
So he knows this and is not telling Bush?
Oh,
or
yes,
he knows. He's telling this and Bush knows, they all know?
They all know.
I view them as the medical CIA.
I think all of them, listen, but this is just politics, and I would prefer not to talk today about more politics.
Right.
Why don't we concentrate in things, and for instance, last week I was in South Africa, in Johannesburg,
yeah,
in a meeting with 14 ministers of health from different countries. Let's talk about what happened in that meeting.
Yeah.
Let's talk about nutrition there.
Tell us what happened in that meeting, and tell us what you've encountered during that trip to Africa.
I will tell you. A couple of years ago, there was created an association that is called SADC, Southern
yes.
African
Economic,
Development
yeah.
Community.
Right.
This is the African Union.
Yes.
And this is composed by 14 countries. These countries are the Angola, Botswana, the Democratic Republic of Congo, Lesotho, Malawi, Mauritius, Mozambique, Namibia, Seychelles, South Africa, Swaziland, Tanzania, Zambia, and Zimbabwe. The ministers of health of these countries are very preoccupied for the issue of AIDS and for the thing that have been blamed that people in Africa are getting HIV positive because they are promiscuous, sexually promiscuous. So, and they have been checking in all alternatives, and they have been checking in the scientific literature. Not only the president of South Africa, President Thabo Mbeki, has been checking that. No, also, I was very proud and very happy to see that all ministers of health from these countries have been checking the scientific literature. So they are not there because they believe in this health issue of AIDS as a religion. No, they want really to help the people of Africa, and they are checking for all kinds of alternatives. So they were starting to find out that there were some scientific papers that were telling that nutrition could help people with AIDS. And they contacted me because they knew that I had been working with the issue of nutrition and immune deficiency for more than 30 years. So in November, I attended this meeting that was a preliminary meeting. And last week, we had the real meeting with the ministers of health. And there was a lot of controversy about my invitation there. Some newspapers in South Africa were a little bit upset because the government of South Africa invited me, a person who doesn't agree that HIV is the cause of AIDS, that who has books and websites explaining different alternatives for HIV. However, I went to the meeting. They invited me, and it was people from UNAIDS, people from UNICEF, and the ministers of health from all these countries. And I was very happy to see that most of them, they are very open-minded, and they have been studying scientifically the issue of nutrition and AIDS. And I was able to explain to them that since the very beginning of AIDS in America and in Europe in the early 80s, it was noticed that people with AIDS here, they have a lot of nutritional deficiencies. Vitamin A deficiency, vitamin B deficiency, vitamin C deficiency, vitamin E deficiency. And scientists, and these are not my group of scientists, they are just orthodox scientists, scientists who belong to the HIV field. And they have been doing beautiful research in America and Europe, and they were able to show that people who are HIV positive for any reason in America and who have normal nutritional micronutrients, vitamin A, vitamin C, etc., they will never develop AIDS. And people who have the manifestation of AIDS, like opportunistic infections, like some tumors, besides giving the treatment for the opportunistic infection, besides giving the treatment for the Kaposi's sarcoma, whatever, you need to treat in them the nutritional deficiencies. And if the patient keeps nutrient well, if the micronutrients are normal, the person will never die of AIDS. So people in Africa, the scientists, the ministers of health in South Africa have been checking the scientific literature. I wrote an article for these ministers. It's an article that I call Nutritional Therapy for the Treatment and Prevention of AIDS, the scientific basis for this one. This is an article with 315 scientific references that can be seen in my website, whoever wants to see this. And you will be in shock to see that what we are saying is nothing new. And this is not dissident views. This is just the views for scientists all over the world. When I did my presentation in Africa, I was very pleased because Dr. Gotink, is a nutritionist from UNICEF, who is PhD in nutrition from the Johns Hopkins School of Medicine here in the United States, he was asked to react to my speech. And he want, he wanted to try to see if I was wrong in anything. And he has to recognize in front of everybody that he was very happy with my presentation, that he was checking my website, he was checking my scientific information, that he checked the document, and that everything that was there was scientifically valid. That's why after the presentation, my presentation, and after this meeting, the newspaper in South Africa and in many countries of Africa, and the radio and television was telling that our views are right, and that the ministers of health of Southern Africa are starting to press much more attention to nutrition. So, you were mentioned today, before, that President Bush is offering $15 billion for 5 years. However, could you imagine if, and this the thing is that this money is not for whatever the countries want to do.
Right.
But because if you give the money to the Minister of Health, I'm sure they will give food to the people.
Right.
However, this money is conditional, because if you check the speech of President Bush, he was speaking about the antiretrovirals.
Right.
And he was saying that before, the antiretroviral treatment was $12,000, and now the pharmaceutical companies are decreasing to $300 a year. However, if you multiply $300 a year for 5 million people that they are expecting to treat, could you imagine how much money is going to come back to the United States?
Right.
Is coming back to the pharmaceutical companies? So the thing is not that they are going to help anybody. I think this money is going to help just the economy of the United States, but that one is not the bad thing. The bad thing is that in the meantime, these medications are going to kill a lot of people in Africa. I'm glad that the ministers of health in Southern Africa and people in Africa are not stupid. They are very smart, smarter than we think here, smarter than we think everywhere, and they are checking everything with a lot of care. And I'm glad that they are not going to use all these antiretrovirals, because they know that these medications are toxic. They know that the issue of AIDS can be treated with nutrition and alternative things, and they know that the real causes of AIDS in Africa is different thing. That the causes of AIDS in Africa is not promiscuity. This is something that the white people from the West are blaming on Africa. They have been blaming on Africans for centuries. They have been doing all kinds of atrocities with Africans. And now they are coming back to Africa trying to make the biggest genocide in the history of the humankind.
You know, I just want to say one thing.
1 second before you do, Michael, just let me say that this is WBAI 99.5 FM, listener-supported Pacifica Radio in New York City. I'm Earl Caldwell. This is the Caldwell Chronicle. I know that you're on the edge of your seat, for I'm on the edge of mine, and with the words of Dr. Roberto Geraldo, who's just telling you of his invitation to Southern Africa and what happened there, and just came back. Dr. Geraldo, is this your website, www.yourname.com, right?
Yeah, that's
and that's
website.
Spelled, and you want to check this out. I'm going to give it to you slow so you can write it down. www.roberto, R-O-B-E-R-T-O, Geraldo, G-I-R, ALDO.com.
Perfect.
Yes. You want to check that out. Michael, you were going to say...
I just wanted to say one of the things that...
And this is Michael Elner, the president from New York City, who is the head of HEAL. Michael, that's Health...
Education AIDS Liaison.
Yes, right. And by the way, Michael, does your organization still have open meetings?
Absolutely. Every Wednesday... 8 p.m. at 208 West 13th Street.
Okay. Now, I've interfered with you. Please, what your statement you were going to say?
I was going to say that Roberto raised the issue of nutrition and vitamins. An amazing study took place in Africa where they found HIV testing positive means something. We're arguing that it doesn't mean that someone's infected with a virus, but it does indicate challenges to one's health. And what they found was, is parents, mothers, who were malnourished, and they used the marker of vitamin A to determine their nourishment level, their children were born HIV positive, whatever that means. But when the mothers were nourished and given vitamin A and other supplements, the babies were born negative. In fact, they had lower rates than AZT. And you would think then that the impetus would be to give these mothers nutrients and supplements and good nutrition, but instead everyone's pushing to give them a toxic poison, AZT. Another nutrient, glutathione, is an excellent indicator of people's health problems. And when you study people who actually have AIDS-indicated diseases, what you see is, predictably, they have deficiencies in this nutrient, glutathione. In fact, it's a better marker than counting T-cells. It's more reliable. People with this kind of deficiency generally develop opportunistic infections. Now, my time window has run out. I want to thank you. Those 20 years ago when you wrote the story, I want your listeners to know that I presented this information to hundreds of reporters. You were one of a handful who had the courage to at least look at it and write about it and explore it. And I will always admire your courage for doing so. And I also want to thank you now for giving us a chance to do this, and I hope that we could explore it maybe in a series of shows and really take an in-depth look at it.
I would, first off, I appreciate your giving us the time this afternoon. I know it's a busy day for you, Michael, and I appreciate you've always taken time to share your information, and I would absolutely say yes. I think this afternoon the start of discussion, because we don't have a great deal of time this afternoon, but I appreciate your joining us, and I look forward to your coming back.
Let me give a number for listeners who want to contact Teal, and that number is 212-873-0780. Goodbye, Roberto. I take my hat off to you.
Thank you.
Take care.
Dr. Raldo, there must be, starting with Mr. Fauci, what does he say about your findings when they're 100% opposite of what he says? And he's the head of the American National Health Institute.
This is a political question again.
Well, listen,
I don't know what he says.
I'm sure he would argue that you are not right.
Oh, yes. He's saying all over. I have been meeting with him several times in Geneva, for instance, in 1998, and in Barcelona in July, he was there as well. And he, whenever you mention our names,
yes,
Peter Duesberg, Roberto Giraldo, Etienne de Harben, Eleni Papadopoulos, etc., he becomes like electrical. And he said, this is an overwhelming information that HIV is the cause of AIDS. And this This is a small bench of stupid people who doesn't want to join to the mainstream. So whenever we talk to them, they never answer to us with scientific reasons. Scientific reason is they have to explain to us why HIV tests are not accurate to test HIV. They don't answer to us. They say, yes, everybody knows that they are good, that there are 99.9% good. Whenever we ask them, listen, show us the scientific trial that was done to prove that AIDS can be transmitted from person to person, they say, listen, there is no need to do that research. Everybody knows that HIV and AIDS is sexually transmitted. Whenever I remember a few years ago, I asked Robert Gallo in Miami, Dr. Gallo, tell me what is the scientific trial that was done to prove that AIDS is heterosexually transmitted in Africa and homosexually transmitted in America and in Europe. And Robert Gallo answered to me. In those days, he didn't know who I was.
Right.
Nowadays, he wouldn't answer. And he told me, oh, no, there is no need for that research. How else are we going to explain that most people in Africa who get AIDS, in America and in Europe, who get AIDS are some gay people. However, in Africa, the disease can be get by both sexes equally. Even in Africa, it's women, the ones who are getting more AIDS than men. So what I'm trying to explain to you is that there is not any scientific proof for this. This HIV sex transmission has been built on assumptions and presumptions, and this is the rumors that was starting to run over the planet. And now, for instance, your colleagues, journalists, ask us how many of them, but how come everybody is going to be wrong? A bunch of people are right. However, I have to tell you that this is not the first time that is happening. Almost 80 years ago, here in America, pellagra was thought to be infectious and transmissible. And people in the plantations in the south were segregated and placed apart because they thought that pellagra and scurvy was contagious.
Right.
And for 15 years, the National Health Service of the United States was thought that they were contagious. And they were treated as contagious people. However, later, and there were few people, few doctors, few scientists who started to say, no, listen, this is not infectious. This is a nutritional problem. Nowadays, everybody knows that pellagra is a nutritional thing. So the truth always, is the scientific truth always starts in minority. We are a minority still. However, we are growing. And the problem for them is that they cannot do anything against us nowadays because they can kill me and they can kill a couple of us. However, we have scientists in more than 50 countries. We have people in China. We have people in India. We have people in all countries in Africa, in South America, in Mexico, Colombia, in Argentina, in Brazil, everywhere, who are challenging the main views of HIV/AIDS. Just with scientific issues. I do believe that science is done to help human beings. I really ask people that they have to demand that scientific proofs for everything because we are in this chaotic situation with HIV/AIDS because people, including journalists, never asked scientists, show us the proofs. I think we are in a moment that we need to ask people for the proofs. And whenever I speak, I always tell people, don't believe even what I say. Go and check for my scientific references. Check if what I'm saying is real, true. Because this is not religion, when you believe without proofs. No, this is a scientific issue. And people are dying of AIDS. I do believe people are dying of AIDS in America. I do believe people are dying of AIDS in Europe. I do believe people are dying of AIDS in Africa. The causes of AIDS in America and in Europe are toxicity, drugs of abuse, pollution, the preservatives in the food, all these contaminants, all these chemical stressors, physical stressors that we have. And in Africa, people are dying of AIDS, and this is a new condition in Africa because never before the poverty of Africa was in the level that is nowadays.
In China, where it is said that the AIDS problem is great, are they attacking it along the lines? Do they accept your arguments?
We have some scientists in China that are coming to join us.
I see.
However, the main the official in China,
right, yes,
is with the mainstreamers. It's with HIV, and now there is
why would the governments in these places be with this mainstream information if it's not?
No, it's very simple. It's very simple to understand that. Listen, it's very simple to understand, and it's normal. I don't think that people are followers in this way. You know the UN.
Yes.
Okay. The World Health Organization is the organization of health that belongs to the UN.
Right.
So countries who belong to UN, they are members of World Health Organization.
Yes.
World Health Organization is the organization that gives the policies of health for the whole planet.
Right.
Planet. However, the World Health Organization takes the information from the CDC in Atlanta and from the National, yes, Institute of Health of the, right, United States.
Right.
And World Health Organization give this information to all the countries. So people are just copying the information. And sometimes they believe that, well, if the World Health Organization say that, it must be true. Or if the CDC say that, it must be true. Or the National Institute of Health say that, it must be true. If Anthony Fauci, the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, says that, it must be true. However, listen.
It's not true.
It's not true. It's front of us, the biggest scandal in the history of science. But what makes me very sad is not that this is a scandal, is that people are dying due to this big mistake. People are dying.
The president of South Africa actually asked for what you're saying. He said, show me the proof.
Yes.
He asked for the studies, and he was ostracized.
Oh,
as a matter of fact, there was threatened to shut off certain aid and things if he did not shut up and go along.
But it's not that he was.
Right.
He is.
He is.
Two days ago, on Wednesday,
right,
Washington Post the newspaper in Washington wrote an article against President Mbeki because he is stupid. He's going to pass to the history because he doesn't want to press attention about AIDS. It's crazy what they're saying, and it's just 2 days ago.
Wow.
So this, I think the only solution here is that we, the people of this planet, become all together to defend the humankind, because the human species is endangered. The fact that we have AIDS in America and in Europe, the fact that we have AIDS in Africa, is an alarm sound for a species that is endangered. The human species is endangered. And worse than that is that the solution for that problem is bringing more fuel to the fire.
Wow. What are the, for here in the United States, and I'm Earl Caldwell, this is a WBAI Pacifica Radio in New York City, the Caldwell Chronicle, and our special guest in the studio this afternoon is Dr. Roberto Giraldo. I know a lot of you would love to speak to him. Are you in a press for time here? Can you stay with us another 15 minutes?
Oh, yes, I can stay. No
Beautiful.
Problem.
The telephone number is 212-209-2900. Everybody knows the number but me. The reason I'm giving you this number because, and we're only going to talk about AIDS. If you have questions for the doctor about the specific things we're talking about, that's the only thing we're going to talk about, because I believe this information is so important, it's so explosive, and there is so much that we don't know, and we're being asked to not challenged, to take these things without challenge. Or as a doctor says, they want you to accept these things, and you say, well, where is the, show me the scientific record, and they said there is none, we don't have to do it. So this is a huge, huge discussion that's been opened here this afternoon. I appreciate the time. And so if you want to join in the time we have left, we will keep the telephone lines open so that you can add so that you can join this discussion. Doctor, let me ask this question. My colleague here, Natalie Burnham, raises this question. She says, what you are saying is against the medical community slash corporate governments what's the word?
My point is that I think this is such a powerful discussion, and what you are saying is political. You're saying it's not political, but it's political because it's against what our government is telling us to be true, what the medical community is telling us to be true, and it's just so powerful.
And you're saying it's not true.
Yeah.
It's not true, and this is not, my views are not against the medical community.
Right.
My views are, because I think people who know the truth about that are very few. And medical doctors are not guilty, and nurses are not guilty, and hospitals are not guilty, because very often people start attacking the doctor because the doctor has done that. No, I don't think it's that. The people who know the issue, the people who know that there is not proof that HIV is the cause of AIDS, are people in high levels. Listen, 2 years ago we were in South Africa, because the government of South Africa put together a panel to discuss these issues. And you remember that, as you mentioned before, it was a huge scandal and they were trying to kill him because
right.
he put it all together. We were there 45 scientists, 30 from the followers of HIV and 15 of us. I was one of them there. And we were discussing this for months, sometimes in South Africa and then in the internet. And it's amazing. So they know everything. They know all our arguments and everything. And they didn't change one word. Besides that, we agreed to make some research, some experiments in South Africa. And you know what has been happening? There has been a lot of obstacles against some that research to be done. For instance, we want to isolate HIV in the way that HIV has to be isolated. And there are a lot of obstacles for this research to be done in South Africa. This is politics, as you say. And this politics comes from high levels of health power, okay? From Geneva and from high levels in the United States. Again, that. Why? Because if we run these experiments, we are going to prove once again that HIV is the cause of nothing, that HIV is not even a real virus, and that the real cause of AIDS is this unfair society. This unfair society that is polluting the people. with drugs, with chemicals, with pollutions. This is what is the real thing. That's why when Mr. Bush said 2 nights ago that people in Africa are dying of natural causes. No, my dear president. People in Africa are dying of poverty. And poverty in Africa is not because people decided to be poor or because people in Africa do not know how to eat. People in Africa are poor because countries from outside are keeping them poor. And we have to do something against that.
I have 48 minutes past the hour on WBAI Pacifica Radio in New York City. First caller up on the telephone for Dr. Guaraldi, you're on the air. Good afternoon, you're on the air.
BAI, communist bullshit.
Okay, thank you very much. Next caller up, you're on the air.
Hi. I had heard back in the early 80s when AIDS first came out that it was a government experiment that started at the National Institute of Health. And also in Africa, it was the World Health Organization that was infecting the people with the AIDS virus through the vaccines. Could you give any light on this? I'll hang up and listen.
Dr. Geraldo.
Yes, I will be with pleasure. Yes. There have been some accusations about that. However, there is not any scientific proof that that is true. This is just beliefs and just accusations without fundamental. And I don't think this is true. I don't think there's any scientific proof that the government of the United States or any other government or World Health Organization decided to kill the people and to infect them with vaccines and things like that. No, I think everything is, this is not, I don't believe this started as a conspiracy to kill the people of Africa. I think this started just as a scientific mistake. However, in the going on, in the with the time, it's becoming very political, and now there are many things that are involved there.
Thank you very much. Next caller up, good afternoon. You're on the air with Dr. Geraldo.
Yes, I'd like to speak with him.
You are on the air with him now.
Oh, how you doing? My name is Robert. I'm in New Jersey, and I'd just like to say God bless this man. And I'm so happy that this information is getting out to the public. And I have friends who were involved with drugs and whatnot. And I also believe that the drugs caused it, their demise, their passing. And I never believed that AIDS was really this sort of virus that can be caught.
Okay, thank you very much. Any response there to that?
Very, very good, Robert. Yes, yes. There is no doubt at all that people who do not do drugs, they don't have AIDS. Or people who were doing drugs and they are HIV positive, if they change their lifestyle and they eat properly and they have a natural life, they will never develop AIDS, even if they are HIV positive.
Next caller up. Good afternoon. You're on WBAI with Dr. Geraldo.
Hey, Earl, Adam here. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Happy New Year. I haven't talked to you in a long time. And Dr. Geraldo, you are a brilliant man. I told Earl about a year ago he's got to do a show like this.
Yes, you did.
And I tell 100 people a week about this BS HIV theory that Gallo and Fauci and all of them have propagated on us. And it's all about money. We all know that. It's all about money, billion-dollar industry. But there's one man you haven't even mentioned today, and that's Dr. Duesberg in Berkeley. So
I mentioned him.
Earl, congratulations. Great show. I think, Earl, you and the doctor should take this to another radio station that's on commercial airwaves, try to get on maybe on TV and bring this information to the general public. Unfortunately, the BAI general public is all progressive thinkers, unfortunately, and we're not getting the unprogressive people to listen. So that's all I want to say. Great show. Love it. You're very convincing today.
Thank you very much. He said Dr. Duesberg. You want us to speak a
minute? Yes, Dr. Duesberg was the very first scientist in the world that in March 1987 wrote a scientific article in the journal Cancer Research explaining, giving 274 scientific reasons why HIV could not be the cause of AIDS. Duesberg is a member of the National Academy of Sciences of the United States, and due to that article, he lost all his credentials. Nowadays, he doesn't have money to do his research. There has been a lot of kind of censorship against him, and he is my guru, he is my hero. He is a guy who risked everything just to bring the truth to the people. I love Peter Duesberg.
On WBAI, next caller up, good afternoon. You're on the air with Dr. Araldo.
Hello?
You're on the air.
Yes, I wanted to ask the doctor, if he doesn't believe that HIV is the cause of AIDS, then what is the transmission agent when somebody gets the AIDS complex through a blood transfusion?
Good question.
Excellent question. When you check carefully all this information that are about the transmission of HIV through blood transmission, through blood or blood transfusion, you will find out something very interesting. Is that people who are supposed to get infected through blood is because they were exposed to some other stressors besides the blood. And always there is a reason for them to become HIV positive. Even hemophiliacs. Hemophiliacs is the best example. Hemophiliacs, we were told that hemophiliacs were getting AIDS because they were getting blood transfusion. However, have you noticed something very interesting? Is that nowadays nobody is speaking anymore about hemophiliacs? You know why? Because there is no more AIDS in hemophiliacs. The cause of AIDS in hemophiliacs was not blood. The cause of AIDS in hemophiliacs was the factor VIII that was unpurified. Once they start to purify the factor VIII, and now there is no more AIDS in hemophiliacs. So the cause of AIDS in hemophiliacs has nothing to do with the transmission of any virus of agent at all.
Wow. Next caller up, good afternoon. You're on the air with Dr. Aldo. Good afternoon. You're on WBAI.
Oh, yes. My name is Gonzalo, and I wanted to ask a question to the doctor. Because
go right ahead.
I have a very close friend that developed, he was diagnosed with HIV, but he had toxoplasmosis. And I had him into a program of juicing. He was doing ozone therapy. And he was doing a lot of stuff that Garino was doing. But he was seeing another doctor, a regular doctor, and he got him into the regular drugs, the what is it called?
Antiretrovirals.
The antiretrovirals. So right now at this point, he's been into antiretrovirus drugs for almost, I would say, almost half a year. Before, he was doing juicing, he was doing ozone therapy, but he was a very close friend of mine, and most of his friends and relatives, they think that I was doing harm more than the right thing that I was doing for him. I was trying to get him into holistic therapy and ozone therapy. How can I convinced the doctor that, not convinced, but the doctor that sees him now, who has him on all those drugs, he told him to throw away all the juicing machine, to throw away all that stuff that I was doing for him, and even I even got him the books from Gary Nold, and I think that I'm going to lose him, you know, because...
Well, let the doctor here give you an answer.
Very quick an answer. Is that I do believe that patients, any kind of person, has the right to informed consent. So it's very difficult to convince doctors or convince any person of some views. I think what we have to do is to give people the possibility to know both sides of the history, and to know everything in pro or against antiretrovirals, and to know everything about alternative and nutritional therapy for AIDS. Once people have all this information, they can weigh it and they can decide by themselves. You remember that before we said my website, and from my website you can link to many other websites where you can see all this information. Even in our website, there are links to the orthodox information of HIV, AIDS, and antiretrovirals, so that people are well informed of both.
Good afternoon. Last caller of the day. We're out of time. Quickly for Dr. Araldo. You're on the air.
Yes, I'd like to know, What about people who have supposedly contacted AIDS through sexual contact? And like Arthur Ashe, now he was an athlete in top physical condition, supposed to have gotten AIDS through a transfusion. How do you explain that?
That's a hot potato. That's a very important case. Yes, he never got HIV. He became HIV positive, but if you check slowly the history of Arthur Ashe, you will find out something very interesting. He got a surgery here in New York. Due to that surgery, he got several blood transfusions. He got a lot of medications, a lot of medication for many years he was taking. And all this medication, this transfusion, all this medical procedure was a stressor to his life. And this was the cause for him to react positive on the test for HIV. Once he reacted positive on the test for HIV, they gave him ACT, and after that, he got the clinical manifestation of AIDS, and he died. So I don't have any doubt at all that Arthur Ashe's cause of death was something is due to the wrong mistake about HIV and AIDS.
On WBAI 99.5 FM Pacifica Radio in New York City, where I'm Earl Caldwell, and this has been the Caldwell Chronicle on this Friday afternoon. We're out of time. Our special thanks to Dr. Roberto Giraldo. You've been so candid, and you have done what we, at the top of our broadcast, we started off today with the words of Nelson Mandela speaking about how wrong this war is and how you have to all of us in the way that we can have to stand up and have the courage to stand up and the strength and the determination to stand up and tell the truth that we know. And we certainly appreciate your coming here and meeting that test this Friday afternoon. I hope you'll come back again, because there's many people who would like to talk to you. We didn't really have time.
It would be a pleasure for me to be here any time that you want.
Thank you so much. I say to you, we will continue this conversation. But for this Friday, that's it for us from here. Take care.
Thank you.